Welcome to Basic Gospel. We're here every day at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And our purpose every weekday is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. We invite your calls at 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now, let's join Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's certainly nice to be back on the broadcast today.
Good to have you back.
Well, it is wonderful to connect with our listeners. I've been down with a ministry called Blue Skies Ministries. And they serve families who have children suffering from pediatric cancer. And they had asked me to come down and serve as the retreat pastor and be involved in the families in a counseling way. And I've just had a wonderful, wonderful experience here. And today's topic is on worry. Life is full of worries, and we all know if it's not one thing, it's another. And certainly we're seeing that up close and personal with these families. There's the illness, there's the cancer itself that they're dealing with, and there's the treatments, then there's the financial responsibilities, there's the time issues, trying to get kids to, you know, the doctor's appointments, and then caring for the other kids. And it's quite amazing what these families go through on a day-to-day basis, what their life looks like. And it certainly is a life full of worries. But what is so deeply encouraging about being here is seeing how they handle it, seeing their deep, abiding trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is quite amazing to watch. And I know they've encouraged our hearts. We're here to encourage them and to lift them up and to be involved in their lives. But I think we're the ones that are truly getting the blessing and serving them. So it's been a great time, but I know, you know, as far as our listenership is concerned, worry is just a part of daily life. And how do we deal with it? How do we get through the worries of today and the worries of tomorrow and the worries of next week? Well, the gospel does have an answer, and that's what we want to talk about on today's edition of Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. And so, friends, if you are worried about something, if that's an issue in your life, why, we encourage your calls right now. 1-800-677-9377. That's the number to dial, because we have plenty of open lines, and we want to hear from you. Again, 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And again, thank you for joining us. Well, guys, let's go and talk to Larry, listening in Brooklyn, New York on WMCA. Hi, Larry. Welcome to Basic Gospel. You're on the air.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Hi. I've always believed in once saved, always saved. But hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we are listening. One, go right ahead.
I've always believed in once saved, always saved. But I was wondering, you know, like my friends are saying, well, you know, God is not going to make you stay saved. So, like, if you say, I don't want this anymore, and decide to walk away, not that I want to do this, of course, but would God simply let you go, or would He still hold on to you?
Well, it gets back down to the understanding of the gospel. What is salvation? And salvation is not just saying a prayer or making a commitment to God or dedicating your life to God. Salvation is a radical change in our very being. We go from being lost and dead and sinners to being alive in Christ, children of God, saint by calling. So something has happened with us. We've gone from death to life, and God has sent His Spirit to live inside of us. And once you've been made alive, you can't go back to death. The thing that caused death originally, sin, has been dealt with. Jesus Christ dealt with it once and for all. All the punishment for sin went upon Jesus. And so we've been set free from that. And then we've been made alive together with Christ, and Christ has sent His Spirit to live inside of us with the promise that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So we can't go back. And quite frankly, the change that has occurred inside of us, we don't want to go back. And the more we get familiar with this new way of life, this new life that we have in Christ, the more strange the old way of life becomes to us. Think of the illustration of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. Well, once that change has occurred, once that metamorphosis has occurred, the butterfly isn't going to go back to its original state. It's always going to be a butterfly. And that's the same with us. We've been changed into this new creature in Christ Jesus, and we're never going to go back. And the work of Jesus Christ guarantees that on our behalf. So God has committed himself to us. Jesus Christ has committed himself to us. And Jesus Christ has committed himself to fulfilling the work, completing the work that he began. So the moment we're saved, the work of Christ continues, and he changes us, conforms us into his image, moment by moment, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And there is an end in store for us, and it's wonderful where we will get resurrected bodies, and when Christ comes back and we come back to be with him, folks are going to see us for who we really are. So there's no going back. Once you are in Christ, it's a done deal. You have been saved completely, and Christ is never going to let you go.
So there's no changing our minds, in other words. Like I said, not that I want to change my mind, of course, but, you know.
Right. You've been brought into relationship with Christ Jesus, and his love is so big, so strong, so powerful that you're just hooked to it. You're anchored to it, and you're not going to want to walk away from that. There are a lot of people who walk away. There are a lot of people who say they've come to Christ and then walk away. Well, they've never truly exercised genuine faith. They've never experienced new life in Jesus. They've experienced something. Maybe they've dedicated themselves. Maybe they've said for a season, I'm going to try to follow the ways of Christ. And then they've just come to a point and said, I can't do that. And so they walk away. And so many people base theology, the fact that you could lose salvation, on those stories. But those stories don't really tell the real story of what salvation is. When you've come to Christ, you're born again. You've been made into a new creature. You're like a whole new species of people, of people who belong to God, who have Christ Jesus living in them and living in us. And so we're different, so different that God now calls us children of God, saints by calling. Does that help?
Mm. Yes, okay. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for your call. Sure appreciate hearing from you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Larry. Plenty of open lines, and we'd love for you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. If you are listening on WFIA in Louisville or WAVA Washington, D.C., WMCA New York City, this program is for you. We're on the air to address your questions and your counseling situations, your life issue, and point you into the Word of God for the solution. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open right now, and we'd love to hear from you. The issue today, worry. If you have something that's going on in your life that's of concern, why, give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. Well, Bob and Richard, a question from James concerning the consuming of blood. Can a Christian consume blood? I think the eating of blood was prohibited under the Old Testament, but under the New Testament, Jesus and Paul said all foods are clean if taken with thanksgiving. And the second part of his question, there is a group of believers saying that you have to call Jesus by his Hebrew name, Yeshua, only. And any other names would be a violation of the third commandment of God. Please share your thoughts on these two questions.
Well, as far as the second question is concerned, Yeshua, that's the Hebrew name. I don't speak Hebrew. I think most of our listeners don't speak Hebrew, so we translate that into English. And so we're going to call Jesus, just in our language. In French, there's another name. In Spanish, and so we have to recognize the many languages out there. and realize that he's the same in all of those languages. Jesus, who came, who took upon himself flesh and blood, the one who inhabited the body that was prepared for him to be offered up as a sacrifice for sin, to take away sin once and for all, the one who was buried and then raised back to life on the third day, and who is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, who has sent his Spirit to take up residence in us. He's the one that we worship. He's the one that we rely upon. And it doesn't matter the language that you use to express that faith. God understands. He hears us and saves us accordingly and does his work in and through us. So if you're wondering, is that right? Should I start calling him Yeshua? I think you can just go in confidence and say the name Jesus, and that's going to be fine. As far as blood is concerned, there's certainly Old Testament instruction not to eat blood, and it was because life is in the blood. And I think God and the prophets of old wanted the people to understand where life was. And there was spiritual application in that with the blood of Jesus. Jesus laid down his life, he took up his life, and that life has now been given to us. So we need to look at it from a foreshadowing of what we have in Christ Jesus. The Christianity and our relationship with Christ is not about eating and drinking. It is about joy in the Holy Spirit and experiencing the love of God and being able to offer ourselves to him as living sacrifices to be used to advance his good work in this world today. So, the issue of whether we can eat blood or not, why would we want to? Yeah. Would be my answer to that. As far as the Gentiles were concerned, it was prohibited. The early apostles and leaders of the church sent word, don't eat meat sacrificed and with blood. And I think there was good wisdom in that, because that most of that came from their pagan rituals, their religious activities that were in worshiping idols and that sort of thing. So they are just giving a warning to not do that, and it's idolatry that's the big thing.
Right.
Richard, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you've covered it quite well. Make a decision based on healthful living and walk by faith.
Yeah. Well, James, hope you're listening. Hope that's been a help to you. Bob, we have a very special offer for our listeners this month, of course. It's the Basic Gospel Journey. Why don't you tell the listeners what it's about?
Well, the Basic Gospel Journey is all about this adventure that we have with Christ. The gospel message, when we think of gospel, we think of salvation. We think of what happens initially. We respond, we're saved. But the gospel message is a lifelong message. We hear it, we believe it, and then we live it out in day-to-day experience. And I think one of the things that trips us up as Christians is the how-to. How do we live this Christian life? And that has been the problem of the church for 2,000 years. We have answered that question, the how do we live the Christian life, with rules and regulations and rituals. Here are the 10 things we need to do, or here are the 5 steps that we need to take, or here are the 5 things that we need to incorporate in everyday life. And we try, we give it our best shot, and we realize that none of those things work. And then when we read the Bible and see what this basic gospel journey truly is, we see that it's a life of faith, and that this Word of God equips us to live by faith in Jesus Christ, to respond to Christ in every single situation, and then to live out the desires he's putting in our hearts. That's what this basic gospel journey is all about. So if you want to know how to live the Christian life, this message is just outstanding. It gives just some very basic truths, the most important truths, the most critical truths to experiencing joy and peace and the abundance of life in Christ Jesus every single day. So I just encourage our listeners to take advantage of this gift. Go to basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828. And just talk with Billy or one of our other customer service representatives and just say, I want a copy of the Basic Gospel Journey. And we'll get one on its way to you as quickly as possible.
Very good. Thanks, Bob. Okay, let's go to Jersey City, New Jersey, and talk with WMCA. This is Sister. Are you on the air? Are you on the phone? Okay. You're on the air.
Hi. It's not so much of worry as concern. I'm concerned about a situation I'm in. I had surgery done about a year and a half, and I have a lot of discomfort. You know, I'm from a scale of 1 to 10, it's about 9. And it's intense discomfort where I have to lay down a lot. And when I go to the doctor, you know, anytime I tell him I have problem with this situation, he wants to do radical surgery. And it's keeping me from going and telling him what I'm going through. And I'm concerned about this. I mean, do you pray for people that you could pray that maybe God can give them another option to do rather than me going through this radical surgery?
Well, is this guy a surgeon?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what he does. And that's what option he has before him. You may want to find another physician to go to and get a second opinion. And they may have some
alternate
treatment.
Well, he did the initial surgery. He did the initial surgery. So that's why I'm staying with him, you know, because he knows my insides and everything.
Right, right. Well, I would certainly suggest going to get another opinion. It wouldn't hurt to get another opinion, and they may...
Well, he did send me to another doctor. He sent me to someone. And I don't know if they talk to each other. She's telling me the same thing to do. you know, and it's a freaky thing that they want me to do, and I can't fathom in my mind, you know...
The whys or the wherefores?
Living like that.
Well, here's what I would suggest. One, you're uncomfortable with the situation. You have some red flags about the procedure they're suggesting. And I'm assuming that you know Christ and you've come to him by faith and have been born again. Is that right?
I was born again 35 years ago.
Okay. So you know the Lord. So what I would say to you in this situation is that your kind of cautionary feelings toward what he is suggesting is probably God-given. I would say God is putting some red flags in your mind, and I would heed those. If you don't feel at peace about the direction or what they are suggesting that you do, don't take a step in that direction. Continue to pray. Continue to seek God's wisdom. Like I said, maybe find another physician that can help you. And get comfortable with it or come to some level of comfort where you can take the next step, whatever direction that is. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did go to other doctors. They were worse than him.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried that too. I don't know what to do. I mean, I can't take the... I can't live like this. I'm not as functional, you know, as I used to be. Something has to be done, and I'm praying that God will give them something that's more conservative, like more, not as intense, you know.
Or invasive, whatever it might be. I understand what you're saying there. What I would suggest, let me put you on hold, and let us get your information and see if we can talk to you a little further off the air, okay? All right. We sure appreciate your call.
Yes.
Hold the line.
Yes, indeed. Louisville, Kentucky. Let's talk to Mary Jo, listening on WFIA. Hi, Mary Jo. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
The old keeps coming in, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Listen,
I told the gentleman that took my call, I have a woman's Bible, and in that Bible I read, cursed is any man under any law. And I was telling that to Charles Ogden, and he said, cursed is any man under the law. Are they, I don't know where, I'm lost now, I can't.
Well, the law, as far as the Word of God is concerned, in most places refers back to the Mosaic Covenant, the Ten Commandments. And if you have been condemned by that, that's the curse. And the wages of sin is death. That is the curse. But we've been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of life in Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
That's right. So if you're in Christ, you've been set free. You're no longer under the curse of the law. I mean, no
you're
longer
saying of the law. You've never read that in your Bible where it says, "Cursed is any man under any law."
Well, it doesn't say any law.
I think mine did. Maybe. I just swore I read that.
Well, there is this. There is a principle that. If you set the bar too high and you can't get over it, then you're going to feel like a failure. You're going to feel condemned. You're going to feel like you've lost out, that you haven't succeeded in what you aim to do. But that's totally different than the curse of the law. The curse of the law is death, and we've been set free from that curse by the Spirit of life. In Christ. So if you're in Christ, Mary Jo, you there is no condemnation for you. You have been set free. Jesus
Amen.
Took the curse for you, and no curse is there for any of us who are in the Lord.
Okay. Well, I remember reading that. I remember telling Charles Oden about it, and he said it's cursed, under the law. But we're not under the law anymore. I understand that now. Now what Christ has done for us, through his grace, we are alive in Christ.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Good to hear from you. Hope you'll keep listening and call again. Well, guys, we're going to quickly go to Yonkers, New York, and talk to Ingrid, listening on WMCA. Ingrid, welcome to Basic Gospel. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I just had a question. Like, me and my husband, as I told the lady, we are just like new Christians, and we have just come into Christ. My husband has been smoking marijuana for a very long time now, and he's had like some difficulties letting it go. Like, he will stop and then he will go again, and I've tried to help him, but I really don't know what to do. So I just wanted to know, like, what steps can we take? Like, how do we go about it, like, for him to stop?
Well, great question, and I think it's wonderful that you're bringing that up, because that's something that he's been used to. That's kind of the way he handled things, maybe just a part of his life, and it's hard to let go of that when difficulties come. That's easy to go back to what you knew that brought a sense of release to you. But you have to come to the point and realize that Christ is enough, that Christ is the one who meets the deepest needs of our hearts. And since you're brand new in the Lord, and that's exciting. I mean, that is so exciting, and thank you for sharing that with us. But since you are brand new in the Lord, it's going to take some time to really let the love of God take hold of you and bring you to a point where that just isn't important at all. So trust the Lord to do his work there. And let me put you on hold, and we'll send you a copy of this Basic Gospel Journey. And I think that'll be a big help in answering this question for you.
Yes, indeed. Well, we are out of time for this edition, everybody. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, to address your questions and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ. But now for Bob and Richard and the ministry staff, Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another edition of Basic Gospel.